you very much. We are glad that
your grace, God has given you grace, and that the Lord has been good to you. We are appreciative of how far the Lord has taken us. We also, I want to take this opportunity to welcome each and every one of you. Please turn to your neighbor and say hi on our behalf. Unajua siku hizi na sahi nasikia watu wanaogopa kusalimiana. Na mkisalimiana mnasalimiana kama mmejificha ili serikali siwaone. Serikali sasa hakuna kusalimiana, na ukae 1 meter apart. If we stay like that, I don't know, our tent will be too small to accommodate us. But we thank God. We will not be guided by fear. We will not be guided by panic. We will trust upon the name of the Lord. Yesterday and the day before, I went to the supermarket looking for the sanitizers, and they are finished. They are not there. And I also heard that there were people who are seen carrying trolleys full of Dettol, spirit, everything. Na huyo ni mtu mmoja amebeba za kwake nyumbani. And so somebody was asking, sasa mkibeba zote, you realize the only way you will be safe is if I'm safe. Because I have to interact with you. So if you keep all of them in your house and I don't have,
you are equally
in danger just as I am, because now I have nothing to take care of myself. But we thank God. We will continue trusting and waiting upon him. I want to take this moment and this opportunity to welcome you to church. Thank you for being here. We thank the Lord for each and every one of you. And so I will invite the person who is leading us in the announcements.
God has it here.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Naona watu wachache sana wana respond to my good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Na Bwana asifiwe. Mungu atubariki sana. Nitawaletea announcements. Offering to the collect after announcements.
Yeah.
Sawa. Kwanza announcements. Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Aya, sikizeni matangazo basi. The ladies of Substance, that's Northlands, our ladies, that is, will hold a ladies prayer meeting on the Saturday, the 21st of March here in church, not at Jane's house. All ladies are invited from 9 to noon. Nafikiri imefika, eh? The appeal, the Grace Hill AGM will be held on the 22nd of March, which is coming Sunday. We are invited to attend the meeting, which will be held in Kikuyu, Scotland, in the afternoon, that is after the service. Maybe during the stretch, we'll be able to discuss how we get there, now that Northlands and Kikuyu is at least an hour gap. Wedding bands. Shall we be also having Birthdays of Joy bands? Maybe. But wedding bands, with great joy, we announce the wedding of our brother Mark Olam and our sister Pauline Kachinja. So the wedding will be held on the 28th of March at Sita Mudri from 10 a.m. Now it's written here that Mark and Pauline invite you, and we are requested to keep praying with them. So as I am mentioned here, as an announcement, we shall have a stretch meeting today after the service to continue with the discussions, not discussions, but one discussion that we left pending after the meeting we held on the 23rd of February. What was that discussion, by the way, that we held on 23rd of February? Unless we remember it, then you know the announcement will not be delivered. So what was that discussion that we left pending? Things we would want to we'll be continuing now with the things we would want to leave.
Yes.
Please, because we discussed the things we would want to carry forth. Okay, so all of us are welcome. Nimemaliza sana, nataka kualika tutoe sadaka zetu ndio tuweze kuzikusanya pamoja, then they can be dedicated for the work due. Ashas, tuko na nimewaona, nilikuwa nafikiria hawako, naona wako. Kuna watu wanakuja kuimba wakati tunakusanya sadaka. Sawa, karibuni basi. Nilikuwa nafikiria nitakuwa na ushuhuda after that. Kumbe ndiwe. Proceed.
Nataka nimjue Yesu, na nizidi kumfahamu, nijue pendo lake na wokovu wake kamili.
Some papers with us, and according to our discussion, the one that we held those many days ago, we agreed ya kwamba as a church we will be doing the Apostles' Creed as part of the things that we would want to keep.
Are we there with the Apostles' Creed? Now, without checking, sasa si tumekuwa na hii makaratasi for some 2 weeks. Oh, imekuja leo, lakini tulikuwa na zingine. Hii
Hiyo ni njia mzuri sana ya kuepuka. Lakini let me welcome Gatha to come. Gatha njue. To come and she will lead us. How far have you memorized? Umefikisha wapi? Which line? Okay. Aya, now we have some our lovely daughters here. They are going to lead us with the Apostles' Creed. Naona wengine lakini hawako wako huko nje, so we are going to memorize this. For them, umefikisha wapi? Oh, the first line. The boys are the ones I was looking for. Michael, Judah and Enoch. All right. Now, anybody else who wants to come? Aya. Okay. Kuna mwingine anakuja. Eh? Aya. Okay. Come.
Amani
anajificha. Wacha nini na yeye atakuja. Tu hata he will come. Si ndio Amani? Aya, tusimame hapa. We are going to stand there. We have our aya, okay. Hii kanisa inakuwa vizuri. All right, we are going to sing. We are not going to sing the Apostles' Creed. We are going to recite. Please create space for them. Just spread so that everybody will have their own space. The children, are we ready?
Yes.
All right, let us go. 1, 2, 3.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of God. He shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Okay. Now, next time, we are going to say without the papers. Yeah, we can memorize.
I didn't come.
But did you say the whole of it?
Yes.
Wow, okay. We are going to copy Michael. Let's give him appreciation. Well, let's appreciate him. Even Joseph knows. Where is Joseph today? Ah, he decided to sit. Okay, it's okay. Ulikuwa inje. Aya, that's okay. So next time, children, we are going to say it without papers next Sunday. Okay? It's all right. We are going to say it together next Sunday. So all of us, let us memorize it. So I want to pray for the children as we release them to go for their class. So shall we pray for them? Lord, we thank you for giving to us a time to be together as a family, and the family of Grace Hill Mission Church, Northland. And we thank you for giving to us children. Children that will carry on this work many years after many of us are gone. We ask that God, you will continue blessing them. That even as they go to their class, we pray, you are going to help them even as they memorize the Apostles' Creed, that it is going to be deep within them, that what they recite will not just be a recitation of the mouth, but it is going to get deep within their spirit. And they are going to know and believe that what they recite today. We pray for their teachers, that you may also bless them, that the burden they have carried, dear Lord, will not only be a burden, but a big blessing to serve you in the lives of these young men and young women. As they go, we pray that you will be with them, you will bless them and minister to them, even as you speak and minister to us in this service. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you so much. Let us appreciate them as they go to their class. Ashley, do you want to go to class together with the others? Okay. Thank you so much, parents, for the great work that we are doing. Tunapoendelea kuwahudumia na kuwafundisha, we are working for the kingdom. And this work has been entrusted with us, in our hands. And because it has been entrusted, these children are not ours. Let's continue doing it faithfully. This morning, we are going to start with the Lord's table. These are the one of the ordinances that the Lord commands us to observe. And so as they, the ushers, the people serving, I don't know. Okay. I want to read this scripture, a scripture that is very, very common and commonly used as we do the Lord's table. Paul is talking to the Corinthians, and he gives a lot of advice on how, or direction on how to do the Lord's table. And from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 20, when he starts with when we come together, and we are here together as a family. The church in Corinth had its own challenges, so he deals with the challenges, and he tells them, how do we go about it? They had gone into this culture, you know, the way culture evolves, and people would come to show themselves and to embarrass those that did not have. Those days, they would come with, they would eat literal meal, a meal that ugekura na ushibe, ama walikuwa wanakura na wanashiba as a family. They would eat to their fill or to their satisfaction. And therefore, it reached a point where many people who did not have what to carry would be embarrassed even to come the day of the Lord's table. And they used to do that in their homes and in their home fellowships. And Paul deals with that. And he's telling them, let us avoid all the excesses. So when he comes to verse 23, he says, okay, let me read from 22 so that we can get the whole picture. Do you not have homes to eat or drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you for this? Certainly not. He is addressing a culture that had evolved and crept in church so easily and so effortlessly, until those that did not have enough to come and show themselves off, they would feel embarrassed, they would feel humiliated. And when I was thinking about this, I couldn't help and think a setup where people are coming from different homes and different backgrounds, and they come together to eat. There are many who would
have the power, many that would have the might or the influence to get so much. And yet those among them who did not have enough, they would go and take the Lord's table and sometimes take nothing. So Paul is addressing that, and he tells them that what we are today, or what we are doing today, it has been ordained, or it has been commanded of the Lord. So he says in verse 23, "For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. For the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" And for now, I want to concentrate on the last part of verse 24 that says that, "Do this in remembrance of me." And I would want to ask us to think, is the Lord telling us that as you go around in your own businesses, you have nothing to remember the Lord for, but when you remember him, you do this? Is that what he is saying? Certainly no. What the Lord is saying, or what the Lord has commanded the church to do, that though we consistently are remembering him, he is in our mind. When we come together as family, let us do something symbolic that draws our attention, that draws our focus to him and the sacrifice that he gave for him, for us. So the Lord says that you do this in remembrance of me. And today, I do not know what you would want to remember about the Lord. But as I was thinking about this, I remembered a hymn that we sang many times before, especially when we were in the other lands, not Northlands. A hymn that I don't know whether we can remember the words, that says, "How deep the Father's love for us, that he could give his only son to make a wreck his treasure." And that is the biggest thing that I would want to remember when we think of the sacrifice of the Lord, that God gave his only begotten son to make a wrecked man I was, his treasure. And today we stand as his treasure for only one reason: the sacrifice that he did for you and for me on the cross. So as we go through this ordinance this morning, let us choose to remember the sacrifice that he gave for us, that we could be the treasure that we are. Let me ask that we could serve the bread. Please purity and maybe as we receive this body and the blood of Jesus, let us choose to remember the sacrifice that he gave for us. "For I receive from the Lord what I have passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took the bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Let us reflect. Let's take time to reflect on that sacrifice that he gave, that his body could be broken, that his body could be completely smashed and broken, so that we can be the treasure that we are in God's eyes this morning.
this is my body. It is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Please take time to reflect on that sacrifice. He is doing this on the night that he is betrayed, on the night that he is given over to men, that he may suffer for you. That the wreck that we were would be a treasure that we stand in today. Lord, we thank you for the sacrifice that you gave on the cross. We thank you that you gave up your body to be broken, to be smashed and to be mangled completely, so that the wrecked people that we were when we lived in sins, we could be your treasure. We have nothing to take pride of in our lives, but we choose to take pride in the sacrifice that you gave for us. We therefore take this bread that symbolizes the body of Jesus Christ, and we take it with thanksgiving, asking that, Lord, the imperfections that are in our lives, the imperfections that stand on our way to serve you, Lord, you will help deal with them. And that, God, as we take this sacrifice, as we take this bread this morning, you will help us stand as a people accepted before you the treasure that you died for. This we pray in Jesus' name. Let us partake the bread together. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." This is the blood, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. There is a covenant that is established between God and his people. And this morning we stand into that covenant, acceptable, not because of who we are, not because of what we have done, but because of the blood that was shed for us. This blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary made us who we are. It is that blood that washed our sins. And we thank you, Lord, for that willingness to shed your blood, to shed your blood hanging on the cross, that you may take the punishment, that you may pay the ransom for us, that we may stand acceptable because of that sacrifice. We therefore take this blood that symbolizes the blood that was shed for us, and indeed take it with thanksgiving, that knowing that it is not because of who we are, but because of what you have done, that we stand acceptable. It is because of the blood that was shed for us that we do this in remembrance of what you have done, shedding your blood. And we therefore want to take it even as we identify with that sacrifice. And in that covenant in your blood, we stand in today as children of the covenant with God. We take the let us take this symbol of the blood of Jesus in remembrance of him. Shall we partake together? Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Choose to remember the victory that we stand in, the victory that has become our portion. Victory over sin, victory over diseases. And Lord, this morning, we want to speak victory upon our lives. Even as we hear of the disease that it has become a challenge in the whole world, we want to say that we have victory over it this morning. Your children, dear Father, in this world has victory over diseases because of the dead and because of the sacrifice that you did for us on the cross.
Yes.
We speak the same victory of our children.
Yes.
Lord, as they go to school, as they mix and interact with others, we speak the victory that comes by the blood of Jesus. Some of our children who are in boarding schools, they are covered with this blood. Some of our children that are at home, and as they go out and interact with their neighbors and the other children, we pray that the blood will cover them and there is no harm that shall befall them. We are whole because you hung on the cross that we could walk whole, and therefore want to start to give to you thanksgiving for that sacrifice on the and the wholeness that has become our portion because of the blood that was shed for our sins. We therefore give to you praise. We give to you honor. Asking that, Lord, as we go into the ministry of your word, you're going to speak, you're going to take